AM 1450 and a Football Friday here on KATE. Afternoons with Aaron, and it's that usual time to talk Northwood Kensett football. Head coach of the Vikings, Dave Campitani, with us. And Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
Well, before we talk about the matchup coming up tonight, let's recap. A good one against West Bend Mallard last week, 35-28 the final. Let's kind of break down the game like we usually do and talk about the first quarter. Real close after quarter number one, West Bend Mallard 8, your team 7 after the first quarter. Talk about that part of the game.
I think we scored first. I can't remember, but I know it's kind of back and forth. I think we got to stop early, and then they got to stop, and they came back and scored. So it's pretty competitive, even football game through the first quarter.
Yeah, 8-7 at that point, West Bend on top. Now in the second quarter, your team took over, putting up a big number, 28 points in the second quarter, up 35-16 at halftime. Talk about the second quarter and talk about what helped your offense be so successful to put up a big number with 28 points.
Yeah, the second quarter is obvious, was the difference in the game, and you know, we were able to get our offense going. We had a couple big plays, and I think it was critical late in the half where we stopped them, got it back, and drove down, scored with just a few seconds to go in the half. And, you know, we needed all those points, as it turned out. So it was big for us.
35-16 game at halftime. Then the second half, your team is shut out. West Bend Mallard scores a 12 in the third quarter. They had cut the lead down to a 7. Talk about that second half. That must have been a pretty competitive and maybe a nerve-wracking second half.
Yeah, I think nerve-wracking is a pretty good description. yeah, we offensively, we just, you know, didn't execute very well. They did some things different defensively, and you know, our kids just, there's some things we have to adjust out in the field, and you know, as coaches, we didn't do a good enough job, and our kids didn't do a good enough job out there, just, you know, adjusting what they were doing. It wasn't anything we haven't seen before, but we haven't really seen it since early in the year. And you know, we had a backup fullback in there, and you know, that was a little bit of a concern at times for us, just, you know, the chemistry. You know, it's a little bit different, and you know, we turned it over, the fumble, we threw an interception, we got stopped on fourth and less than one twice. We just, you know, didn't get it done. But fortunately, our defense stepped up in that fourth quarter when you need to get some stops, and we're able to do that, and won a real tight game.
Dave Campitani, head coach of Northwood Kensett, recapping a 7-point win on Friday night. And Dave, in the final, you know, 5-6 minutes of the game, did West Bend Mallard, did they have some good chances? Were they close to scoring a touchdown and having a chance to tie things up?
I don't think they ever got real close, if I remember right. I know they punted late in the game, about 4 minutes to go or so, and we ended up getting the ball like inside our 5. We got a couple first downs, and we punted it back to them with not a lot of time to go at all, and we had a great punt, and their kid muffed the punt, and we got on the ball at the 6-yard line, and that was kind of the end of it.
35-28 victory against a West Bend Mallard. And, you know, Dave, looking back at this game, even though, you know, the lead got away, you probably told your guys, they, you know, they kept battling, and a win's a win no matter how it comes. And, you know, you guys had a good second quarter, and you mentioned that defense must have been pretty stellar in the second half.
Yeah, especially the fourth quarter. We, you know, and we talk about that all the time, this 8-man game. It's a little harder to play defense. It's harder to stop teams than it is an 11-man game. You know, like I said, you miss a tackle, and it's usually a big play. And, you know, I just thought, yeah, in that fourth quarter, our defense, you know, really played and got after it. And, you know, when you make plays, get stops, you got a chance to win.
Rushing attack was good, 362 yards for Northwood Kensett. Talk about Dante Sims, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns running the football.
Yeah, and Dante's not our normal starter, and he had a good game for us. And like I said, just, you know, sometimes that chemistry, we do a lot of ride stuff, and, you know, sometimes, you know, we end up putting the ball in the turf a couple of times and, you know, just not having that chemistry. Hopefully this week that's going to be a little bit better, and, you know, we'll be able to adjust a little bit better to what teams are doing defensively. But Dante had a heck of a game for us.
Well, let's talk about a North Iowa on the road coming up tonight. The Bison 1-3. Your team a 3-1 off to a great start in 8-man football. And what do you know about North Iowa? Looking back at the history, they've won the last two meetings. Your team had like a 6-game winning streak against them before that. What do you know about your opponent tonight?
Yeah, they're, I think, every bit as good, if not better, than they were last year. I mean, they're 1-3, but, you know, the three teams that have beat them are, I think, 11-1 combined. And so they've lost to some really good teams. And, you know, last week they lost by, I think, 12 or 14 to Grettinger, who beat us pretty badly, the, you know, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, every week in this district, you know, everybody's solid. Everybody's good. You know, it's very, very competitive. You know, I feel like we can beat anybody on our schedule, but we can't overlook anybody because anybody can beat us too. So, you know, we're going to have to play our best game, and hopefully we can, you know, put together a little better second half than we have the last couple of weeks.
Now, Dave, I'm looking at a last year's games. Looks like you beat them a couple of times, including a 38-36 victory. Was that a playoff game against them?
Yeah, that was, you know, last year. Basically, everybody got into the playoffs because of the COVID situation. Yep. And so we played them first game of the season last year, and they handled us pretty good. And then we played them first round of the playoffs and over at their place and lost 38-36 first round game that we definitely had our opportunities. It was a good back and forth game, and you know, I'd expect it to be another, you know, tough type battle this year too.
Northwood Kensett on the road tonight, looking for a little playoff of payback against North Iowa. Again, the Vikings 3-1, Bison 1-3. Dave Capitani, head coach of Northwood Kensett. And Dave, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Aaron.